bag. Mike! Two bandits. Watching. Bluey!
This episode, Bluey's got Possil Possil.
What up, party people, and welcome to episode 118.
118. I have that written down already.
Bandits watching Bluey.
That's right.
I'm your good pal Greg Painter, and with me,
I can see him in the flesh.
He's from the 80s, and his name is...
I am from the 80s, that's correct. Thanks to all our listeners now knowing the age of Michael... I go by Michael Martin. Thank you so much.
Buddy, how's it going?
I'm great, man. There's a lot coming up in my life. And
we are coming to you from the distant past from when you're listening to this as we prepare for an exciting vacation. By the time you hear this...
We've already been on vacation.
We've been on vacation.
It's been my child's birthday.
Again.
It was great.
We're home.
It's the day before my 20th anniversary with Carrie.
Oh. So 20 years this year? Wait a second. Dating anniversary. Okay.
We started dating on the 30th of April, and then we set our wedding date on the 7-year anniversary of it. So it's married. It's easy. There's no dating anniversary. That's the secret, everybody. Ooh. You just put the dating anniversary on the wedding anniversary, and it's just the same date. You don't have to figure stuff out.
So smart. What a guy. Yeah, true romantic.
Of course. Yes. Absolutely. Can't help it. Can't help. That's what we're here to talk about, right?
Exactly.
Great relationships that nobody argues about anything in a
family. You're on your own, mate. We're here for Pass the Parcel.
So many P's.
Oh, this episode is so much fun.
It's time for some Pat, baby.
We've gone back and forth. We've gone to the distant future talking The Sign.
Yep.
We had a little bit of a rough episode to do a podcast on with housework.
Yes.
But now we're into... Probably a top one for me. One that I really enjoy. One that I have a lot of quotes that I steal from this one.
This one reminds me of, just coming right out of the gate, what's the one where they're all grilling on the Onondaga Lake Parkway? Where they stack the rocks and it's, oh, figure it out yourself, kid.
There's Spy?
Is it Spy Games?
Yeah.
That they do? Because it has that, you get a lot of
outdoor
group engagements. Like, we got a lot of different places.
We got some nice birthday parties. We got a lot of fun. We got a lot of interesting things I want to discuss about this episode. But before I do any of those things, we need to see what our friends at Wiki Bluey have to say about this one.
I wonder how they explain it. Hey, Greg.
Yeah, bud.
What's a Pass the Parcel?
Lucky's dad is outraged that modern Pass the Parcel has a present in every layer and changes the rules back to only having one prize in the middle. But...
Yes.
Bingo is forever losing.
It's a bit harsh on the bingo, but I get it. I understand.
Did you know this is the second longest episode of Bluey, only second to The Sign?
So I watched this episode a lot. I prepped myself. My prep work today was a little bit before you got here, I'm not going to lie, because I've seen it a lot of times, so I have a lot of feels about everything that goes on.
Very, very off-schedule record for us, where this is our third podcast in 5 days.
My head's spinning, dog. And one was The Sign, so we got this. It's great. And before a meeting I had today, I was like, I'm going to throw in The Sign right now, because it's 12:20, and I have a meeting at 12:30. And it popped up, and it said like 9 minutes. I'm like, oh no, my notes are going to be crazy. And get ready, folks, because that's where we are.
This is and we don't get your favorite way to start an episode. We're starting at a birthday party at a happy little park.
That's yep.
And
that's
I don't know how I didn't super notice this before.
I'm here for it.
But like every one of these birthday parties is just for the littlies.
Are you sad that there's no chili birthday parties?
No. I mean, like, this isn't for Bluey's friends.
Uh-huh.
This is for Bingo's friends. These are Bingo
and Chucky
parties.
Chucky's gonna be around too.
Not for all of them, though.
No, he's not, which is interesting, because Pat's there a lot.
We'll get to that. Okay, I have some confusion at a little bit later on it.
I like to be linear about it, so that's okay.
But we're here, it's birthday o'clock, and we're playing Pass the Parcel.
Leela's sister isn't.
Well, because she's ripping the heck out of that pinata. Boom shakalaka.
I loved it.
So that was Leela's birthday party, then, at the start?
Let's say so.
That does make sense based on doggo looks. That would make sense.
If her sister's there and the person that's running the Pass the Parcel, it seems like it is Leela's mom. So I'm going to say yeah.
Going to go with it. But Pinata comes down. But don't worry. Pat's right there.
Here, to handle the Pass the Parcel.
Pass the Parcel. And oh, buddy.
Okay, let's just get now, out of the way.
I was about to say.
Just get out of the way.
I'm
going
to call you out for this.
Yep. Personally?
You passed the parcel.
Personally?
You personally passed the parcel at a party.
Pets rules.
No, you're...
I personally am for
Okay.
My lovely... I was about to say. My lovely love... happy anniversary, did choose to do a put the gift inside every single time. And I think that it was a Bluey themed birthday party. Don't get me wrong. And
oh, it wasn't the first time you did. I don't think Bluey existed when you guys did a pass the parcel.
First pass the parcel?
Yeah, there was like a one that he was 2-3-ish.
The carnival one we did pass the parcel?
Yeah.
Oh, then my wife's raising a nation of squibs then. Dang it. Good job, squibs. Go get them.
We've never passed the parcel. We've never done that at any party or any sort. It's not the done thing in our house, apparently.
I like pet mindset about it, is all.
Dude.
It's one of the things that one of my son's teacher has said to us is he needs to get better about learning about losing. Like, he's not good at losing. So I think it's, and you
what
see the progression.
What kid is, though, really?
Well, exactly. That's why you play games like Pass the Parcel. That's why you play Mike Martin in Mario Kart, and you go up against Yoshi, you're going to lose today, sir.
Yeah, my daughter remembers that, speaking of Outer Banks visits.
That's Mario Party. That's
that was Mario Party, and so that was also your dear wife, but that's okay.
You're going to be crushing people left and right.
But we get, but what is Pat's Rules? What is the number? Is only one prize in the middle.
Yeah.
Pat can't believe that everyone gets a prize. But he's like, I just won't look. I'll make it nice and fair. I'm like, no. You got to land on every kid. And I do like... After he's done being irate,
sure.
It's then just a game for him.
He has
he's like, oh, you got that. Gonna call him a shot. Leela, you're next. Boop, boop. Oh, also, Leela next, and it being Leela's party, I noticed this for all of them. I don't think that the kid whose birthday it is should have a chance to win the big prize. You're getting all the birthday presents anyway.
Well,
that's a little bit. I don't know
unless
about that.
Unless it's Lucky's brother's birthday party, and they start giving away.
Oh, poor Lucky.
So, it's Pat's way of teaching about losing, and Pat's a very kind of human being, and this is why I'm saying...
This is the most serious Pat ever gets?
This is how the kids are going to learn how to lose. Nice haircut, Bandit.
Bandit, you hearing this? It's like, where you been, mate? Calm down.
This is your first trip here? So that also makes me worry about how often Pat's around for the birthday parties, or how much attention he's been paying, or if he's just Pat floating around in his own mind, like...
And this very much, this is what? Most everybody's fifth birthday party, according to the signs that keep popping up. Pat outraged.
Yes!
Completely mad.
He's panicking, too. It does, like, a weird, like, tilt of the screen.
Well, he's got panic, too, because...
Well, that's at the different party. It's the next party.
Yeah, this next party. Because this one, he's upset because not only is he stuck in the 80s for other reasons, can't figure out that touchscreen.
Touchscreen, man.
Which I will give you.
If
you've got that 15-second lock on there,
uh-huh.
That's going to be a trifical game that you're playing.
What's happening here? Yeah.
But we cut out of that. It's Chucky's birthday now.
It is Chucky's birthday.
And I'm going to come back to this on each one because I very much enjoyed. They've got some sweet, sweet birthday invite. Cricket group, create your own party thing in Australia, apparently, because everyone's got a very fun, unique
invitation.
Yeah, man. Chucky's got cricket and football.
Yep.
Like on his, and then a theme that keeps coming of them asleep.
Yeah, why?
Maybe you shouldn't be like negging your kid on their invite. Like, look like a nerd in this one. Put that on there.
I make a calendar for my parents every year that has like 6 photos of Finn per month, and I think there's only like 1 photo of him crashed. Because you don't want like
who makes a calendar of somebody with a picture of them sleeping on it? That'd be weird.
I'll call back to that later. Is that your sponsor?
Call
today?
Back to the joke gift that my dear wife got from our Yankee swap of 12 months of Mike sleeping.
It's a photo. Every single month
adorable.
Is a photo of me sleeping.
It's adorable.
I can't help the fact that my wife was able to do that. So I'll get you back.
It's Chucky's birthday.
Yes.
And Pat's putting his foot down.
It's a game for Pat now. Let's do this.
We are not putting a present in every level. We're raising a nation of squibs.
Yes.
I love that line.
Let's go.
Love that line. Whenever my kids do anything that's like borderline meh, it's like, what do I do? I'm raising a nation of squibs
come
here.
On. Don't be a nerd.
Also, shout out Janelle. Loving me some Janelle. Her first episode, not just being a disembodied voice.
I was going to say, is this her first speaking role that she has, right?
Yeah. She is there. She's happy.
Dude, cut back to the party number two, because I don't know how many parties there were.
We're not even in party number two yet.
But Pom Pom looking at him saying,
cut forward to that.
I don't get a present, Miss Lucky's dad. Like the sadness in that beautiful little ball. Like, oh, it's difficult. Okay, so let's go to the bounce house then. Is that where we are? That's where this party is?
We're starting party number two.
Yes.
Which I find interesting as somebody with two kiddos.
Yep.
Bluey's there.
Yeah.
Lucky's there.
Yeah.
But they're not part of
the party. They're not part of the circle.
They're just doing their own thing. They're so just this there. Is legit just past the parsons just for the Lillies.
5-6-year-old party. Yeah. Like go ahead, go down the big slide. Go down the big slide. It's great. It's great.
Past the parson time.
Now.
Go ahead.
Lucky's dad doesn't have a touchscreen now.
Nope.
He's got a freaking boombox.
Got the boombox, like, pink covered from all projects.
Is that what that is? I'm like, what's all over that?
My guess is because like I've done this before.
It's a garage boombox.
Yeah, it's like the garage. You're like, it's where you're painting, you're doing, you're listening to some tunes.
So he had to purchase whatever music was playing at that moment. I don't remember what kind of music
was that.
Oh, he's
got plenty of cassettes. Sure. Ka-singles.
Well, that wasn't the jam that he had later on. Ka-singles is the best word I've heard all day.
You gotta love it. We stop at bingo. She opens it up. Leela trying to help.
Yeah.
Like, where is it, bud?
Mm.
No gift.
It's we're so playing many the angry proper eyes. Way. So many angry eyes.
I don't get a present. Right, because in real life.
And the music not happening there, and Joff not, like, they chose not to put music in. So you just have, like, the noise of the blow up castles in the background. And Bingo's just like, so I don't get a present, Lucky's dad? It's like, that's not how this game works,
the
dude.
Look Chili gives
oh, the darts.
At that moment.
I think all the parents gave a dart.
Stops on Buddy.
Now, Buddy did have
every
some good
kid,
techniques.
More tears. That's the next part. You're skipping parties.
I'm all over the
right.
place, man. There's a lot happening today.
And then we get the classic line. It's not the 80s, Pat. Bandit laying some hard truths on him.
And that's where the music starts kicking in and he starts panicking about it.
Then you get
the sweat, like anime sweat like, drop.
Janelle, don't look at me, mate. I love it whenever
$5.
Whenever one of the wives throw out a mate at their husband, like with, you know, unicorns, you and your little mate need to jog on. Whenever they throw out mate to their spouse, it's like, you done messed
good
up.
Good job, bro.
It's game over.
Oh, no.
And then, like you said, just panicking. $5 for everyone. Here, take this gift.
Bring
the
20.
Look on Lucky or on Chucky's
yep.
face.
Here, take this gift.
Horror.
He doesn't need it.
Like, what are you Damn! Doing?
Now the kids are mad at him even more. And I think the hidden gem of this episode is after every party. With the car at home. For some reason, Bandit's not driving. He's just eating something.
He's got... And I keep getting confused, too, because other side of the road wheel.
Yep.
I just assume he was driving. It's like, he's rocking a sandwich, driving down the road. He's got some fairy bread or a cupcake or whatever that is, rocking down the road.
Boom. I wrote down, what did I say? A blondie, I think, was this one? Maybe? A blondie with sprinkles? Nope, that's not... That's the next part.
You and your future jumping here.
I am all over this.
This is a sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
Jeez. But not everybody hates Lucky's dad's rules right off the bat.
Let's go, Jasper.
Jasper, with the big win.
Sneak attack.
I think this episode would have broken very differently if the next birthday party wasn't Jasper's. We would never hear about Lucky's dad rules again.
Sure.
If
it was
the
Pom
winner,
Pom's birthday party.
Exactly.
if it was
Buddy's birthday party, anyone.
Buddy's got some good techniques, though, man.
Jasper, though, we got... Going back to the invitation.
Yep.
We got Karate Jasper. Only the white belt of that picture, but that's okay. You'll
Makes
get there.
Sense.
And then I just love the dog with a sword sticker. Just like, I'm putting this on here. Because boom, I am. In my head, mom makes the pictures and puts them on there. And the kiddos are decorating with a little bit of flair.
Okay, I can dig that. That's fun. Do that moving forward, maybe.
But again, Jasper, after getting the scooper cool cert gun, says, Mom, make a cool gift. Just because it was a disaster.
Let's do this.
We'll make it work.
And you see them throughout the episode. You don't see the bracelets that they're given or the small things that are in the layers that they're opening during Pass the Parcel. The only ones, the kids that get a big gift, bring that big gift to the next party.
It's true.
You keep seeing that toy come back. You see the bubble or the thing that Jasper gets. He brings it to every single other kid's party.
I am surprised Bingo and Leela weren't rocking their matching friendship bracelets, though. That is a surprise.
Got to be done.
We say it's past the parcel time. spit take from Pat. Like, not even like we're doing any rules, just the fact that it exists. He just wants to be gone from that party now.
Dare to do this
it
now?
It is game over. No! Get me out of here.
Pat's got to defend himself here.
Well, it was like Jasper wants to play by Lucky's dad's rule. He's like, it's not my rules. Don't put me into this.
He's trying to defend himself for something that's existed since the 80s. Like, what do you mean? Like, this isn't a me thing. It's always been there. This is...
Poor Bingo again. First out. Leela, though?
Mm.
Sorry, Bingo.
Yeah.
Such a they good care. Friend.
And Buddy's starting to learn the techniques.
Yeah,
even.
He just... That's where he's got the slow pat. Oh, Chucky my. Not feeling it, though. Shake
Come
a leg.
On, buddy.
And then Misty wins the helicopter bopter.
That's right. Oh, that's so great. These are so
That
fun.
Thing looks pretty sweet.
These things are...
Now, here's the thing, though. Not to judge that toy, because sure. kids' toys are weird. It's a parrot,
yep.
which typically can fly,
yep.
that turns into a helicopter so that it can fly?
It's like a drone, man. It's not the 80s, Greg.
Okay.
Things are moving up. AI, look out.
Good news.
Yep.
It's Buddy's birthday.
You're darn right, it's Buddy's
and
birthday.
And if there was a fourth question that was, hey, what's your favorite birthday card invitation? This one wins.
Shocking.
We got happy little Buddy with his whale toy. Then we've got Buddy, not only asleep this time, asleep with Cheeto dust all over his face. We've got painting real abstractly.
He's living his best life, man.
And then we got ice cream all over with a tongue out constantly. You would think you'd be able to get that ice cream a little bit better, but not our buddy.
Mm.
Also, maybe best birthday party? They're like at either a beach or a water park.
The water park one?
Or something.
Yes.
That is the party I want to get invited
to. Buddy's parents know what's up there. This is not, yeah, this is, everybody's, it's fun and it's confined enough to where all the kids are around. You don't have to go hunting for it. So that way, you know, they're all the way over there. So it's like, okay, Greg, maybe I'll see you in like an hour exactly. or something.
That's hard for water park though. Like you definitely don't want to have your eyes off the kid too much at a water park.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying everything's in, it's like a bubble of space, but everyone's having fun in the appropriate way. It's great. It's
not... Got it. Buddy, even though Buddy didn't win last time, that rush of adrenaline. I was so close. So we're playing Lucky's Dad's Rule again.
And they're understanding it.
Hooray. Did they say hooray?
They said hooray. You're darn right they said hooray.
Getting a turn. This episode's interesting.
Would you do Pass the Parcel?
No.
Lucky's Dad's Rules?
No.
With your kids? Okay.
No!
You would. I was just curious.
You met Olivia, right?
Huh? That's what I mean! Like, that's...
Because your son will be there, too.
Huh? He'll also get mad.
They would both not let go. If they were sitting next to each other, and we stopped the music in the middle, we're going to have to do the whole King Solomon.
Two gifts.
King Solomon, cut it in half and see who loves it more.
Ooh.
And they will both love their half of their...
That's even more of a lesson that they slinky. Can learn. Pat, up your game, dude! You were saying, as I completely cut you off, because that's the human being I am, and I apologize, sir.
Leela won a bubble shooter.
Yep.
And Bingo is happy.
Good for you.
Because if Leela wins,
she's happy.
I'm happy.
And you see the excitement of all the kids with the anticipation, like, I might win. I might win. And, I mean, you look at the odds. It's not like the lottery. It's, what, 1 out of 7? You got a chance to win it. And it's a big prize every time. Now, is the cost of the prize more expensive if you don't buy the small gifts? Or do you think that it's just the prize in the middle that's always been the same cost? And it's...
It feels like the prize in the middle doesn't really, at least for the first couple,
doesn't
because
change.
They didn't
yeah,
know
true.
That there was going to be a different prize in the middle.
I think
everybody was just happy to have a prize, and that was that. I still would think, you know, if you can win a lollipop or a giant, super awesome squirt gun, there's going to be some jelliness
of course.
One way or another.
Unless.
Leela wins. I love Lucky's Dad's Rules!
I love it. It's so good. And now Bandy gets to have his delicious
exactly.
cosmic brownie blondie.
Pom Pom's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We get one of the first, at least noticed by me, episode callbacks because we get a Curry Quest callback because Pom Pom's got her face painted.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
And we get our happy through. Little montage of Bingo, you're so good at being a loser. That smile Bingo gives after Chucky wins the boat is like one of the... I'm trying to think. The episode of The Simpsons. Of course, episode of The Simpsons.
Nailed it.
Where Lisa... I was about to say Lisa's mom. Marge tells Lisa, you need to if you're sad... It's when she was depressed. If you're sad, just smile through it. And it's okay. Because if people smile, they'll see what a good mother you have. And that's great parenting. But they drop her off at the school, and the little boys are being weird to her, but she's still smiling, and then Marge goes crazy and pulls her back into the car. It's like, that's that smile. That's a smile where you're not really happy. You're just pasting that smile on your face.
You think so?
I don't think that.
You think that Bingo's like...
I think when Chucky won, she's like, yay, good for you. I didn't want that super sweet boat.
She's got a Bartleby smile going?
Pretty much. Pretty much. Now here's how dare you in a 8-minute show for preschoolers have this huge continuity error.
Oh.
Why would Muffin being playing Lucky's dad's rules... Because, one, Muffin's not bad at any of these birthday parties. The only person who was at this party that was at other parties is Bingo. And Bingo does not care for Lucky's dad's rules still.
If it's... Well, that's true. That's
there
that's
is tough. No...
This is the first time that Stripe and Trixie have been to a birthday party. Because they're hosting
Because they're hosting for Muffin.
So they don't know...
Muffin, who has the unicorn hat, fairy wings, but... I wrote fairy wings of rage... Because the picture on the card is Angry Muffin. And then we got the pony lady with her pony. But no poop.
It may have been the first big party that they interviewed, that they included or invited. There it is. A whole bunch of friends that are about of age or a little bit older than Muffin. Because you don't really see Muffin going to school or anything like that. So they want to hold a birthday party. So let's invite Bingo's friends, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm trying here, man.
Bingo's friends weren't there, though, my dude.
Who's at the party?
We had Bingo and Bluey, because they're the cousins.
Okay.
And then three dogs to be named later. Three little pups that we do not know anything about.
Unnamed.
Muffin friends for the spinoff.
Well, then...
Get ready, get set.
If the sign is any sign... You can always rely on Stripe to do slightly the wrong thing. And he probably was just like...
Maybe he's like Pat.
Maybe he's like Pat. He doesn't know. Maybe he's got the same Pat situation where it's like, this is how you play the game. Just one prize in the middle. That's how Pass the Parcel works. I remember that.
Let's say there's one prize in the middle.
Yep.
And you're excited.
Sure.
You rip those open.
Yep.
And you got $3.
Oh, man. Muffin's like...
Muffin's not feeling the books.
Because that's during the montage, too. We're just like,
Muffin, the only kid who wins their Pass the Parcel.
I have the same note. She was the only one that won it all by herself.
She kind of had to.
Stripe gave him books. What'd you get the kids for Pass the Parcel? I don't know. Some Mo Willems books and...
Misty's mom is a jerk.
Yes.
Ooh, we're going to give Chattermax?
That's a bold word.
Is going to be what we're going for?
I think it's warranted. Because... Ooh. Bingo almost got it.
But Pom Pom did.
Oh.
Misty, by the way, with her hand flower picture. I love that. The whole little paw and make a flower out of it.
Yeah.
And then pictures at the beach and playing with blocks. Just lovely.
She's doing a good job.
And now it's main event time.
Yep, we're here.
Seventh birthday.
WrestleMania 41.
Bluey C. Healer, which we are soon to know what that C stands for.
Mm-hmm. Chattermax. Sorry.
We have 4 episodes of Bluey referenced in this card.
In this moment here?
We have invitation. We have a picture of her with a shell at the beach.
That's right.
We have a picture of her mucking around in the creek.
Mm.
We have a picture of her age 1 getting ready for her baby race.
Ah!
And we have a picture of her being a mean swim instructor. In the pool.
Swim school.
Although I think it's not quite swim school related because she has a ribbon for second place at something.
Oh.
But she's in her swim school attire. I'm gonna count it.
Karen and...
Midge? No. Or Margaret?
Margaret sounds right. We're gonna leave it there and people will be yelling at us. But that's okay. That's why we engage with our fans. Thank you for yelling at us and proving us wrong.
We give Bingo the power. This time, to decide past the parcel.
What do you want to do? Hosting the party. Bold decision. Because all of them have been destinational.
Oh, that's a good point.
They hosted at the Healers. And I felt a lot of respect for that. House
party.
Yeah. Because
we've got house wedding.
Yeah.
In the future.
They like hosting.
I guess so. If I have the choice... I will 10 times out of 10 say, let's have the party not at my house.
Yep, I know that.
Because there is no cleanup, there is no cooking, there is no mess.
I grow jealous of everybody that
draw pictures on your wall at the Super Bowl party when you're internally struggling.
I wouldn't do that to you. I would never do that.
Somebody did. Dang it.
Kudos. Kudos, Healers. Because Carrie and I pride ourselves in, like, we just like having our friends here. And it's just, I don't know. Except, you know, unless Greg shows up and that's just like, oh, geez, he wants to talk about Bluey again. Lucky we don't have to do that for another month.
Lucky Dad does the honors.
Yes.
It's a boombox, but it's kind of, I'm not sure if this is a
yin and yang kind of thing where it's like
we make it new fangled because we're doing it on the phone, but there's a boombox. It's kind of like the meshing of both worlds.
Yes, it is. They're coordinating together. They're collaborating. That's a word.
We open up the box, and there's no present.
Rocking
Lucky's Dad's rockin' rules. Let's have some 80 power metal
and rolling, baby. This song should be on
a soundtrack.
The soundtrack. I'm a little sad. No offense. Y'all are great and keep being amazing. Because
it's not a real song.
Is it not? It is not a real song.
According to me trying to Shazam it?
No.
During the episode.
This is a Bluey creation.
Exactly.
So this should be on a soundtrack. I know you have five versions of Rain on there. I get it. And it's great and it's amazing, but you could throw a 3-minute power ballad on there.
There's only two versions of Rain that are Salty Gus.
It's like, I would love to have Pat's song on there. I had to double check it today because I'm like, wait, was there actually it? No, there is not. And we need Pat's. Who's to say that's not Pat performing in that? Or maybe it's Bandit's old band that you see photos of.
Bandit's old band / career band. What if it's just Custard? Who's unrelated to Bandit at all?
If McCormack can hit those notes.
You don't know.
I'm for it.
You don't know.
We need to vet that and see who's the one that's singing in the song because
very dangerous in a pass the parcel type of situation to have a break in the song. Thank goodness Leela is the world's best friend because she was about to win and feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm. He's like, wait for it.
Bingo gets her win.
Birdie kite.
Boom shakalaka.
Oh, it's good soup.
This is a unique episode. This is a lot of times, Bluey is a little bit softer in the parenting.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have tough lessons or hard.
Nope.
You know, kids are being coddled nowadays. They kind of run right into
brick wall of Pat. That,
exactly.
That's what happens.
But when Pat's in charge.
But in the end, he brings it back. It is still the 80s because he plays an 80s rock ballad. For the last, it's still the 80s in Pat's heart. Well, and dang it.
Pat softens a little bit with Janelle's like, oh, what happened to Nation of Squibs? Let them have their fun.
It's the yin and yang.
The kids get a little tougher. Pat gets a little softer.
Birdie kite.
And everybody rules.
See?
At the end.
I'm happy. Episode. Especially all those the invitations, man. We got to figure out what website they use.
Super fun episode.
Yes. I have to figure out who sang that song, man.
I got to know, though.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing today was the moment when Pat has the panic attack stress where it starts kicking in and it does like the kind of cross-tilted moment and everyone's getting mad and madder and madder at him. He's like, I'm not doing anything wrong, man. This is just how it's supposed to be done.
The whole
you feel for
it's him. Not the 80s, mate. Don't look at me, yeah. Mate. That first Chucky's Party one.
True kick in. Yeah. And he starts handing out cash. Like, what can I do? And kids are crying. It's just the chaos of a party. And like Pat is like, oh, I'm in too deep right now. So that has to be mine. What about you? What's your favorite thing today, man?
My favorite thing today, which I'm slowly stalling because that was also my favorite thing. And I don't like really? To double up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I had the second one, too.
My favorite thing. I'm going to give my favorite thing.
Oh.
To buddies, to just in general, the kids' invitations.
That's
probably
good.
The longest pauses that I did in almost any episode.
Was recapping just all the reading things them, that
looking
there.
At the birth dates, seeing the location. I think we get confirmation on where the healers live because I'm pretty sure it's all kind of squibbly, but I get a P and a couple D's. In the address
of the street
for
name?
The healers, so that feels like Paddington. And there's a lot of talking about I think Paddington Hill or somewhere. I think Paddington.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because the house number is 2, right?
That's, yeah.
But they're in the middle of the cul-de-sac.
It's a call. Shout out to us.
It's slowly being bandits. Placed in. Everybody, keep your eyes open for a B.
2B.
It's all good. We're not. We're just happy. We're here. Okay, well, if that's the case, there's a lot. I didn't want to look at the Wiki Bluey for it. There's a lot of characters here. Who's your favorite character today, man?
Leela.
I'm going good off the soup, board. Dude.
I have on my card listed Lucky's dad or Leela. Leela was the world's best friend here. She was always super kind to Bingo. I'm so sorry that didn't happen. When Leela almost won the last prize, she just like was like, "Oh, why wasn't I quicker to help Bingo?" Dang. And then when Bingo wins, so excited for her. Leela's the best good friend. That's why the healers can't move away. She's my favorite character this episode. Hey, Mike, who's your favorite character?
I'm just going to pick Pat anyway because it's Pat.
You gotta.
Like, it's the Nation of Squibs. He rocks out. He sticks to his guns. And then when the kids decide to go back to his method of playing, he's surprised and almost like humbled by it, but also like, you sure you want me to make you lose? But
I wish Brad Elliott was easier to find and online anywhere, because I would have loved to have him with us for this episode.
Oh,
what I think is
great.
The quintessential Pat episode.
I think he would be good in Decider.
Maybe one day. Sure, probably. We just need to find the dude. Yeah. Hey, guys, if you are personal friends with Brad Elliott and want to get him on the show here, let him know about us.
Yeah, we're around. We'll talk. We've talked to people at 6 a.m. in Eastern Standard Time. We've talked to people at...
You know where he's from. He could be in Syracuse. That's right. You know, he's impossible to find.
Live record?
He could be your neighbor.
With Brett? He could be my neighbor. No, he would mock me so much.
How do you rank?
Nice haircut, Mike.
nice chin mullet, Michael. Hey, Mike, how do you rank?
Yep.
Pass the parcel.
Yep, one missing song from a soundtrack. 1,000%.
Ooh.
Yeah, absolutely. This 80s ballad needs to exist. I needed to make it my ringtone. It would be all day. It just has to be the case. I can't help it. I'm very stuck to that. Greg, is it possible? Can you rank episode 118 of Bluey past the bars? Why did I whisper?
I rank it one prize on every layer. Let the kids have their fun.
Jeez.
You squib.
Born in the 80s and it's still the 80s to me, man.
Thank you.
Yes. Always.
Everybody.
Y'all.
Link. tr.ee/watchingbluey.
We're feeling good.
Merch,
today,
Patreon, socials, tickety tacks.
Mm-hmm.
Our Patreon is blowing up over there.
Yeah,
get in on the party, y'all.
Wait till we get to our full roll next month. We're going to be trucking, rolling, and back to taking recommendations and committing to them and thanking you.
At Watching Bluey.
That's us.
On Twitter.
Yep.
WatchingBluey@gmail.com. We haven't had a lot of emails lately. We get a lot of. You know, nice messages at our P.O. Box, which is, again, P.O. Box 2372, Syracuse, New York, 13220.
If you got your stickers.
Cool emails last. Shoot them our way. And yeah.
Anyone that gets your stickers, let us know where they end up. Show
exactly.
us a photo being like, yo, guys, I put it on my laptop. I put it on my sister. I put it on the fridge.
On your sister?
I don't know.
Rate, review, subscribe.
That's why I sent a couple.
Yeah, any Spotify people you want to shout out?
We do. We have, well, because we just posted our, well, we... 2 weeks ago.
Ooh, we have thoughts on signs.
We have stuff on the signs. Let's see what people. Oh, man. Are we ready for this? I'm going to go through and just read them all.
That's such a big list of things.
Gigi said, I cried. Beautiful. I cried for 7 minutes after watching the sign. I'm from Australia, and you can ask me anything about Australia. Thank you, Gigi.
Ooh.
Appreciate you. Caleb said, I just discovered this podcast a couple weeks ago, and somehow I'm already listening to every episode. That's a lot of episodes, and we're kind of poor in quality in the beginning. But that's crazy. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy. I'm glad I can hear your reaction to the sign. I'm excited to keep listening. Thank you so much, Caleb. Majora's Descent, of course.
Majora.
This was the best episode. You guys did amazing. I love the song so much. I can't listen to it without tears welling up my eyes. Bingo also broke my heart when she didn't know what moving meant.
Ugh.
Ember Glade. My favorite thing about was the Terrier's mom and Winton's dad. I'm so happy for him. Winky face. Oh, it was a tear face, not a winky face. And my favorite character was Chili, I think. You got to work on that. You got to be concrete.
We'll find out. More in part two.
Nora Fry said it made me want.
Oh my God, there's still more.
It made me want to cry, and I want to. I can say the same thing for my other family members as we were watching it. Shout out anyone.
Thank you, everybody, everywhere. Ooh. And lastly,
and most importantly, it is for a boombox company.
If you want to take the stress out of party planning,
I think that's why.
Why don't you head over to Maxi Fun Party Hire in South Brisbane.
Ooh.
Why choose Maxi Fun?
Because it's maximum amount of fun.
Oh, you were close. You got the first two words. Because it's time for a revolution. It's
what?
Time for your kids to have a real party.
I wasn't close
for
enough.
Your kids to dreams to come true.
Oh my gosh.
And to show them how much you love them.
What? No, it does not say.
It does. Maxi Fun will guarantee the happiness of your little ones.
Your kids will love you.
For any special occasion.
Let's
break this down for a second.
Yep.
First off.
Any special occasion.
Let's have a revolution.
Yep.
Show what a real party's like.
Yep.
Prove you love them with our services. And guaranteed happiness?
This is some gaslighting, like,
advertising there, squad. But hey, Finn lost his first tooth, so let's throw a party.
If you want to have guaranteed happiness.
Oh my gosh.
Go to Maxi Fun Toys, which toys?
Toys?
Go to maxifuntoys.com.au. We need to throw a party. It's any occasion.
Any occasion.
Throw an Outer Banks party in the past.
Sure.
Do you think
in Australia?
Do you think they can make us go? What, is Australia in the past or future? I can't remember. Future. They're in the future.
Sure.
You look super confident. So we'll book the party.
Yep.
In the future, but for the past.
Yep.
And it'll be great. In a while, it'll be great.
Because it's going to be in the future?
Because it's going to be done.
It's going to be done, folks.